And we are back. Good afternoon. My name's Andrew Nearbone. He's an audio boo. Whenever I start this, people often just chuckle at me because I go from this guy who talks normally to, and we are back. My name's Andrew Nearbone. Okay, we got into a discussion about what's wrong with Ubuntu. And I love this because I know I'm going to get a buttload of hate mail from people out there that think that it's the next coming of Jesus. So, Xorg. What's wrong with Xorg?
Well, the kernel itself in Linux is detached from the Xorg component. They are separate, right? And that's a good thing and a bad thing, right? On a server platform, you want a headless server, right? So you want it detached, right? Which is a given. But this is where the strength of Linux is and why it dominates on the server platform, right, out in the internet. But you get down to the desktop space, which is why things like Haiku, I've just downloaded Haiku actually. Yeah. Haiku doesn't allow you.
What's Haiku?
Haiku is BIOS.
No way.
Yeah, you can download it. I can show you on my machine. Haiku.
Oh, BIOS lives.
Yeah, it's called Haiku. Now Haiku, they bind the GUI, the X component is bound into the kernel, right?
Yep.
You cannot detach them. Now that's how a desktop can become very good.
Yep.
Right? So this is the complaint we've got about the Ubuntu, is that it's still kind of server oriented.
Right.
Right? It's still got, you know, it's not, and it's, that's just part of the Linux and the X. So the Xorg group have to either, well, it's an overall Linux development or maturity issue on the desktop. Are we going to have a lot of the hooks for the video and the Xorg stuff embedded in the and frame buffer inside the kernel?
Yeah.
So that they are bound together. So at boot time, the kernel's booting, you are in your video graphical mode.
Yep.
You know what I'm getting at?
Yep.
Rather than a frame buffer sort of mode where there's no graphics initiated from that point.
So it's a good thing we're not talking technical here, because if we were to drill down, we'd lose a lot of people. I just imagine my mum listening to this right now going, what is it? Don't worry, Mum, your Mac is fine. It's perfect. We'll continue. I mean, I love Ubuntu, and as you guys are aware, I got one of my photos on actual Ubuntu OS, which, you know, no matter how much you mention it to chicks in a bar, for some reason it just doesn't go anywhere.
Doesn't get them off, no.
Did I tell you guys, I actually had someone try to sell my print.
DeviantArt.
I did a digital takedown. Bang! I wrote an email. It was bold.
Very good.
Okay, so all right, well, essentially, Matt, Ubuntu. My opinion is that a bunch of it keeps coming out with new additions every 6 months, which is great, but there's the core things it just doesn't bloody well fix.
Like the brown thing.
What's with the brown thing? No, like multiple monitors. Wireless is still a pain in the ass.
Wireless is not so much of a pain in the ass anymore. No. Actually, it's quite brilliant.
It's brilliant?
Yes. Yeah.
It's fluid.
Yeah.
What about the brown theme, though?
The brown theme, that's amazing.
But, and the one we were just talking about before, multi-monitors.
Yeah,
multi-monitors has always sucked, and it's one thing I've always beaten my head against the wall against, and I still do today. Yes, I can have multi-monitors, and I can have two separate X screens, which has its own pain-in-the-ass drawbacks. If you set two X screens and they're joined together by Zinorama, you get stretching wallpapers and things that continue to drive me nuts. But the other thing I found is when I go to play games, i.e. like World of Warcraft inside Wine, and you've got Zinorama running, things just go straight to the crapper from there on in.
Yep.
Give up and go home, basically. So, a big change needs to happen there. Fully agree.
And this sort of leads on to my next statement. Gaming sucks on Linux.
Well,
agree, disagree, discuss.
I would agree.
You would agree, would you?
I would agree because just from the fact that DirectX is the... I mean, there's two APIs, right, for gaming. DirectX is one of the big ones.
So what do they need to do to fix it? And you've got 30 seconds. Or we can make this into a part two.
You're going to have to do a part two.
Okay, I'm going to make this into a part two. This is brought to you by the smooth taste of Coca-Cola in a can. Actually, it's not. They might sue us. Stick around for part two. Hi, Mum. She's the only one that listens to this, by the way.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay,
Hi, Mrs. Nebo.
Actually, it's Papin. Papin.
Oh, hello, Papin.
Hi, hello, Papin.
And, we'll talk to you soon.
We're live.